That is of Monsters and Men on Lightning 100. That is a new tune from them called Alligator. And this is Andy the Lightning River Queen. I am hanging out here down at Bonnaroo 2019. It is a gorgeous day down on the farm. I'll tell you what, I've been in Bonnaroo lots of years and I've never had weather this nice. Look at me, I'm so old talking about the weather. Let's talk about something more exciting. I've got Jay from Rival Sons here in the studio. Hi,
hello
Jay.
Hello there. Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm actually very good today. We're just starting the short U.S. run, so we got a few days. Did Nashville last night.
Let's talk about that. You said you were at the OG basement.
Yeah. We went over there. It was sweaty, packed, and very loud.
That's good. If it's if it's sweaty and packed, it means you had a lot of people in there.
Oh yeah,
because it's not a very big place.
It was a really, really good time.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can fit about 12 people in there.
Yeah, and there's like about 1,200 that go to shows. So,
yeah, right.
Well, that's fun. That's awesome. You guys, are, of course, playing today. Right?
At that Bonnaroo, is correct.
And in a couple hours. Actually, less than 2 hours at 3 p.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Very exciting. First Bonnaroo?
It is our first Bonnaroo.
Congratulations.
And we're really happy to be here.
Yeah.
This is, you know, Bonnaroo is the big one.
Yeah.
That you go, you know, that you hope for. And we're playing on the main stage. We're first of the day on the main stage, but I will take it. Absolutely.
I mean, I tell you, the Friday, I feel like most of the people are here already,
right,
and they're looking to like see what's on the main. I think you're gonna have a great crowd out there.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, your live show is so fun. We're looking forward to seeing that too. You guys have a new record out called
It's called Feral Roots, and that was released just a couple months ago. We've been touring all over Europe, all over the States, up in Canada. Next week, we got to head down to Portugal.
Wow.
And go back to Europe.
I saw you going in November. Got some UK.
We're going back to the UK in November.
Yeah.
And we just got to hop back over to Europe to get the festival circuit, you know.
Yeah. What festivals are you playing over there?
All of them. Yeah.
Nice.
kudos to
your booking agent.
We are all over the place. Well, we've been... we're over in Europe a lot, so you know, we've been doing that for about the last 10 years, and
they are loyal fans over in Europe. I'll tell you what: if you go and you tour over there, they will come back. They will bring their friends. You know.
Yeah, they've been there's a lot of different territories and a lot of different countries and all of that, but they are loyal and they've been very, very kind to us.
Yeah.
You know, and rock and roll is very much alive and well over there.
Oh yes. Do you have a favorite country in Europe?
If I'm out there, I would say, I like France a lot, you know. They appreciate the arts in a completely different way.
Indeed.
You know, and the food is kind of rough for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love
food. I'm not too into French cuisine.
No?
But,
too heavy?
It's pretty rich.
Yeah.
Pretty rich. And every sauce that you like,
at least one stick of butter.
And everything turns out like it's got some kind of organ meat ground up or something, you know?
I think what they say is what divides the French cuisine from the American cuisine is like they eat horses and we don't.
Wow. Right.
Which, I mean, I guess, you know, everything else has an overlap. But you're right. Also, so rich. And,
yeah. I also love Sweden. Sweden's really good to us. And, you know, the fan bases are really different in each territory. Because you're moving through all of these varied cultures.
Right. It's totally, know? I mean, France is the size of Texas. You know,
right.
America's enormous. So
right.
You go, it's a different language. It's a different culture. And, you get dialed in differently.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, good. Well, congrats on the new record. I noticed it's a little bit more kind of leaning a little more country than your previous records. Is that right?
You know, I wouldn't say it's country. I would say there's more folk.
More folk, okay.
Just more of like a mountain. I listen to a lot of mountain music. I always have. And I think that we're here to give our hybrid sense of what rock and roll is, you know, like that's what bands do because it's such an antiquated art form.
Absolutely.
That everyone is kind of delivering their version of the truth, and that's exactly what we're doing. So we infuse different elements, you know, we on different records we would have like a country waltz ballad.
Yeah.
But on this record I think there was a lot more of the mountain, you know, a lot more of the woods in there. Tenor guitars and dulcimer and like all of that type of stuff.
Did that come from a particular experience or?
I've had an affinity for that style of music since I was a kid. And I think wanting to infuse those things, I moved my family out to the country out in Franklin, out in the woods about a year and a half ago. And so as I was writing the record, surrounded by nature,
yeah.
You know, you see deer in your yard and all of that stuff. Because I grew up in the mountains. So it was a good return to form for me. And I think that that informed a lot of my narrative personally.
So where did you grow up?
Wrightwood, California. Okay. Just a tiny little mountain town.
Yeah, right in the woods?
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think we're from the generation where you just sort of like go outside and not come back till it was dark. And
absolutely.
Like some of your best friends were like the trees in your backyard.
Yeah, have like risk your life every day and almost die three times with your friends.
And then just like no adults around there to see that you're almost like dead 10 times a day.
Yeah,
and then you come back with a couple scrapes and it's fine.
Right, and your parents have no idea that you were poking rattlesnakes. You know?
And probably better that they didn't, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see you guys. If anybody's down here on the farm or making their way down, Rival Sons is playing so soon at 3 o'clock. They are the first guys on the big stage
That's
today.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
That's so exciting. Anything else you wanna tell us about while you're here?
Yeah, we're really thankful to be playing Bonnaroo, and it makes me happy to see rock and roll and rock music represented here.
Yeah.
Because at a lot of festivals, but Bonnaroo is so good because of the disparate types of art
so
that you see. There's
genres,
so many different genres, and you know,
the EDM was rocking all the campsites till
so,
6 in the morning.
Well,
yesterday.
it's so refreshing because the lineup for each day is so good, and I think that we have to remember that, you know, good music and good art reminds us of how similar all of us are,
yes,
you know, through
I
each of
that.
These genres, and bad
that.
Art reminds us of how different we are.
I love that. I have to ask you one more thing before you go. You guys can't see this on the radio, but you have gorgeous silversmithing rings going
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah. I wear a lot of rings.
Yes. Are there any that have particular significance?
Yeah, that one. That's the Rival Sons ring.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was made by our buddy Francisco Marchant. For Black Baron and Marchant Jewelers out of out in Germany. Let's see where.
Wow, that is.
I don't know.
Gorgeous.
He's somewhere outside of Berlin.
Man, maybe you can put a picture up on. I don't know if you have a picture of that on your socials, but it's worth seeing. It is gorgeous.
All right, I'll get right on.
And I
that.
Love your peacock tattoos. Peacocks are my spirit animal.
All right, thank you.
Anyway, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
It was really nice to talk to you. We have Jay here from Rival Sons. We're going to play a Rival Sons song. How about that?
Please do.
Yeah, we're going to play Keep On Swinging, and we wish you best of luck on your show and the rest of your tour.
Thank you so much, Annie.